The Profile Piece, a Discworld story, written by The Aspie Bandit, read by Pensnest, for the Pod Together Lightning Challenge, November 2014. Rating, Jen. When Vimes turns 60, they do a feature report on him in the paper. By this point, there are several papers, but everyone knows that the paper is the one run by that married couple, you know, De Werder, aren't they? With a weird vampire? Yeah, them. It's a double-page spread. Big people with big news get more space. Vimes, being the commander of the watch and husband of Lady Sybil Ramkin, was pretty big news indeed. In fact, it could have been said that the only bigger news in Ankh-Morpork was the patrician himself. It would have been wrong to say it, but it was said nonetheless. However, even though it was big news, one of the junior reporters was sent to interview the man. It had something to do with the fact that Vimes was legendary in his loathing of all things paper-based, especially when news was attached to the front of them. Sending a junior reporter might trick him into opening up. Unlikely. Make him a little more sympathetic, seeing the spotty face of a just young adult. Even more unlikely. Or maybe just find the small kernel in old Vimes' heart that still remembered what humour was. Mr. De Werder had to get a strong glass of water after that one. Your name is Lucas Woods. You happen to be the hapless reporter who has the job of going to the watch house and getting the full feature report. You are going to die. Right now you've been sat in the main entrance on an uncomfortable chair, pencil and trusty notebook carefully hidden in your pocket. There's also a recording imp, but you're trying to forget you have it. No need for the watch to know about that, right? Right. Around you, the watch goes about its usual business. Trolls and dwarves and humans and others walking about in sturdy boots and battered armour. They say that the watch is the most diverse employer in all of Ankh-Morpork. Looking at this lot, you believe it. Even ignoring the obvious differences, you can see the hidden gang marks on a lance corporal who walks happily in tandem with an officer clearly from the other side of the street. If you saw them outside of the setting, you would be betting smart money that the two of them being at each other's throats. Here, though, they look like a team. Professionals. You itch to interview them. So you do. You do, after all, have to get enough words down to fill two whole pages of the paper, discounting adverts, margins, and the centre iconograph. The officers look at your smart clothes. Your mum made you. The press badge strung around your neck. Mandatory. And the fact that you're a clear foot shorter than them. Even with the platform heels, there are some things a good wardrobe just can't help with. They snort. Hello, I'm Lucas Woods of the Ankh-Morpork Times. If you could just spare a few minutes of your time to grace me with a few... What do you want? One of them interrupts. You falter, looking into hard blue eyes. And then the scar slanting across one of those hard blue eyes. Maybe this wasn't such a good idea? You rally forwards anyway. The mark of a good reporter, after all, is one with a very low self-preservation instinct. I just want to ask you a few questions, you say, trying a smile. You get a glare in return. What about? Just your opinion on Commander Vimes? There's a long pause. Hard blue continues to glare. His partner eyes you up and down. You feel vaguely like a piece of meat. What do you want it for? They say, finally. You're with the paper, aren't you? Are they making fun of the commander, then? No, not fun of, you hasten to correct. It's actually a nice piece, for his birthday and all. I'm here to get some opinions and maybe stories about the esteemed commander. The two of them look at each other. The only thing you have to know about the commander is that he got the two of us to get along, Hard Blue says. The other, you'll call them Blonde Hair, nods their head somberly. Just a week before we joined the watch, we were fighting, they say. I'm the one that got Tommy's face and he got my arm. They raise the right hand, showing you the vicious scar visible thanks to the short sleeves they're wearing under the armour. Then Vimesy happened. Vimes? What did the commander do? There's a laugh. Yelled, Blonde Hair says with a grin. Nothing like good old Vimesy yelled to get you in line. The two of them grin. Remember old Colon telling us he arrested an army once? Two armies, you say, not thinking about it. The two of them pause, turning to give you unfriendly eyes. Yeah? Cold Blue says. It was two armies. There was a report in the paper about it, years ago. When you first got hired at the paper, they made you go through all the old records. They probably hadn't expected you to read them, but you had. It had been more interesting than doing the actual work, anyway. The two officers smile at you. That enough for your paper, then, yeah? Blonde says. It's a command for you to get out of their way. You do. Then you wander around the station, collecting more soundbites about the Commander Vimes. In the end, you get this. Commander Vimes is smaller than he looks. Commander Vimes goes home every day at the same time to spend a few minutes with his family.
Commander Vimes once arrested two armies.
Commander Vimes is a friend to swamp dragons everywhere. Commander Vimes is the closest thing the Watch gets to a god. You aren't going to publish that last one, you think? It's a little too deep for the paper, and you have no desire to get hit with lightning bolts. Anyway, your time for wandering around is up. Now your real challenge begins. The man himself. The man being Commander Vimes himself. Later, you will look back at this memory in fondness. The interview that made your career, that proved your mettle as a journalist. Right now, though, the only feeling you really have a grasp on is quietly terrified. Your gaze rests somewhere on the floor, or where the floor would be if there wasn't an entire forest of dead trees cluttering up the commander's office. All these reports. You make a mental note to include this in your article. And all the other little features that people don't know about the man running the watch, like the way his eyes are kind under the hard lines of his eyebrows, or the relaxed way he manages to hold himself. Even then you can tell there's tension there as well. Looking at him, it's easy to see why he's so respected in the city. "Woods, wasn't it?" he says, scrutinizing you. You nod your head, maybe a little too frantically, taking out your notebook. "I'm just here to do a little interview," you say. "Just a little of your time." His eyes narrow. "Where's de word?" "He had to take care of another situation," is what you come up with. No way are you telling the commander the truth. You mean that the weasel doesn't want to deal with me, and you're a problem that he wants to scare into submission. Vimes grins. You don't know how to respond to that. In the end, you sort of jerk your head in a nod. "Right, so, would you like to talk about a few highlights of your career, Commander Vimes?" What happens next is what gains you your first pay rise. The one that pays for your first flat and rent for the next 3 months. What happens next is Vimes smiles. A deep one, filled with unsaid things. "Well," he starts, "I'd have to say that there are a few things you can write down in that paper of yours." 2 hours later, you walk back to the Times office. In your pocket, the imp grumbles about being too full, and you need to get it to a proper memory backup before it forgets everything. Your notebook is full as well. The commander had a lot of highlights. Far too many for the article you have to write. A few, though, a few of them are perfect. You smile to yourself. Around you, Ankh-Morpork continues its chaotic lurch towards the century of the dappled caterpillar. Thieves, licensed, pick pockets. Thieves, unlicensed, pick pockets and get chased for their trouble. Watch members plod through the streets. An assassin takes careful aim at a window of one of the more expensive houses. A trio of dwarves takes offence at a trio of trolls. A wagon overturns itself. Today is a good day. Your name is Lucas Woods, and you have an article to write.